Yes, 5:29 p.m. and it's time for the Verbal Fitness Sessions with Ronald Abergee. And he joins us on the line right now for the last time this week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ijaz. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How's it your side?
Always good, always excited. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is, we still have to keep fit and keep healthy.
Of course we do. But now, today's interactive question is more on a lighter note. It says, we're asking, when it rains, what's your snack of choice? Is it butter popcorn, chai latte, ice cream? You know, share your weird combinations. Now, why I don't feel scared telling you this, because I know that you're going to be working the people out in terms of working out those snacks. So we're going to ask you, Ronald. I know it's going to be on the lines of health. What do you do? When it rains, what do you chow?
I know, for me, I really enjoy having something really warm to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make myself a nice cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love my township tea. You know, Five Roses and Joko is what we grew up on.
Right.
So we have that.
Yeah.
But what I love to have that is, my wife makes it beautifully, is rye bread and slightly toasted with some hummus and jalapenos.
Ah.
Simple, nice, and healthy and tasty.
Okay, now I'm just checking, as we're speaking, some are coming through here on Twitter. It is Shahid Osman, he says he likes boiled nuts and chai tea. And then K.N. Ibrahim saying popcorn with a honey dribble and hot Milo. So, yeah.
Absolutely delicious, healthy and sweet. But, you know, every now and then you should spoil yourself. So enjoy the honey drizzle. You know, there's wonderful benefits associated with it.
Right. So now, because we're talking all of this sweet stuff, we got to work it off. So, Ronald, you ready for today's on-air workout?
You know, I'm ready. And let us get this thing going. And really, we're going to get the blood to flow. It's not going to be too intense or hectic.
Okay.
It's just going to be a general workout to increase mobility and energy. And just, you know what, let you feel energized and ready for the weekend.
Perfect.
All right. So the first thing we're going to do, everybody, I call these mini sprints. I want you to stand up wherever you are, okay? And with a mini sprint, you don't need a lot of space. All I want you to do is take two quick steps forward and then two quick steps back as though you're running. So in the football context, you imagine the ball's in front of you, the goals are in front of that, and you're going to chase the ball. It's 2 meters in front of you, okay? You ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Short sprint, one step, two step, back, one, two, forward, one, two, back, one, two, forward, one, two, back, one, two. Now keep on going with this, and you do this for 30 seconds nonstop. The reason you do this, it's explosive, it's high intensity, it's cardio driven, gets the body warm, but also helps you burn fat. Keep going. Two forward, two back, two forward, two back, nonstop for 30 seconds, five more, four more, three more, two, and one, relax you down. So far, so good. Gets the blood flowing, gets the heart rate pumping, great. I now want us to do something that I call the modified lunge, okay? So with the modified lunge, I want you to keep your feet shoulder width apart.
Right.
Take your right leg back, and I want you to bend both knees so that you form two 90-degree angles, or go as low as you can where it's comfortable for you, all right? And from that position, I want you to come up by 5 centimeters and down by 5 centimeters. And you gauge the centimeters on the knee that is bent closest to the floor. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go for it. Up, down, up, down, up, down. So you find that both legs are really taking a lot of pressure, but you're isolating one more than the other. Working the thighs and the hamstrings. Keep it going. You do each side for 15 seconds. All right, switch legs. Let's go. Modified lunge. Pulsate up and down. Go, go, go. Now, with this exercise, you might need balance. So you either engage your core or your abs, or you hold on to something. But keep going. 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Relax it down. Now, the next one we're going to do. Is someone huffing and puffing there?
Trying not to. Remember, I'm doing this with one leg.
With one leg, yeah, because the other leg is kind of numb. So, all right? So from there, you can use both legs for this. Calf raises. I love calf raises, by the judge. The reason is this. Is that it forces your heart to pump blood all the way down. Blood doesn't, so you don't get swelling of the ankles or the feet, especially as you age, so you don't get edema. So from there, I want you to keep your feet parallel to each other, shoulder width apart, lift up the heels as high as you can, and drop them, but just before you touch the floor, you lift up again. Now this you do nonstop for a minute.
Sure.
Okay? Go, 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 while I keep instructing other things for you, okay?
Right.
Now, with this exercise, you're keeping your knees straight, holding onto something for balance. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Up, down, high as you can. And then just before you touch the ground, you lift up again. These are called calf raises. A brilliant exercise to strengthen the calf muscles, to mobilize the ankles, and to engage your core or your tummy. Now, if you have a friend there with you, your friend could put pressure on your shoulders or a family member and give you more resistance with this exercise. You could also do these workouts with a partner. How are the cows feeling, brother Jazz? Are they okay?
Solid.
I like that. I like that. Keep it going. Keep it going. 10 more. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and relax it down. All right. Now, the next one, all right, you need to find a kind of a higher surface than what you normally used to. So what you then do is you could even put your hands on the table. The best thing to do is if it's on a bookshelf or a dining room chair with a high back or with a partner, you place your hands on the surface. Elbows are straight. Okay? Don't bend your elbows with this exercise.
Okay.
Keep your shoulders upright, and I want you to keep your knees straight and push down on the palms of your hand with a constant pressure as hard as you can. Are you ready?
Yep.
Push down on the hands. So you're pushing down on the hands, elbows are straight, back is straight. All right, with this exercise, the higher the surface goes and the higher your hands are, the more you engage your core and your abs. It's a different way to do an ab workout.
Yep.
Hold it there, breathe, hold it there, hold it there. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, relax it down.
Mm-hmm.
The final workout for today is a very simple loosening up one. All I want you to do from this side is from that position, stretch both hands down to your side.
Yep.
Stretch them forward in front of you, up over your head, and take it back as though you're doing, imagine you're in a pool, so you're doing a double backstroke. So up and over, mobilize the shoulders, and as you go back, you squeeze the shoulder blades together, keep it going, forward, big circles, now go faster, and faster, and faster, and faster. Keep it going, 5, 4, 3, 2, and that's the final workout for this week.
Brilliant stuff, Ronald. I'm sure the guys are feeling, ladies and gents that joined us for that, are feeling a lot lighter after that workout. Now, speaking about lighter, weekend health strategies, Ronald. What do we eat? What do we prepare for breakfast, lunch, and supper?
You know, weekend health strategies are more often associated with eating out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, breakfast more often, yes, it could be, but also most of the time you find that the takeout joints and the breakfast joints are packed to capacity.
Yes.
I know in Greece, the very popular one there is always full on Saturday and Sunday morning. So what you need to do is let's talk about stuff in school. For the weekend, you know, it's a brilliant time because the children don't have to rush to school. You know, husbands and spouses and wives don't have to rush to work. So what you could do is involve the family in preparing a healthy breakfast.
Nice.
Get the kids to cut up the fruit. You know, get the hubby to butter the toast. You know, get the wife to make up with the eggs if you're having them. And really identify healthy food options for you. Don't go with heavy achas, gravies, and bhajas, and the leftover biryani from last night for breakfast. It's very heavy. So aim to create a colorful, bright, and healthy breakfast. If that is not an option, you could even make a smoothie. So you could mix in bran and granola and yogurt and some ice, and you could create family fun smoothies, you know, and you challenge everyone to make the best smoothie. That way, the benefit of a healthy breakfast together is that it bonds the family and you help educate the kids by setting the example that healthy eating is tasty, it's easy, it's colorful, and it's a family event. So that's a brilliant idea that I would suggest for breakfast. I mean, I love making pancakes. So, you know, my little one and I, my wife, you know, I'll get up earlier and surprise them. So I'll create these funny shaped pancakes. But I looking at what type of ingredients am I using, how thick are the pancakes, how small are the pancakes. So you look at the portion sizes. You then bring in honey rather than sugar. You know, you could bring in honey and cinnamon possibly rather than the sugar and the cream and the ice creams. Go for yogurt rather and mix it with fruit. So you have options by which to spoil your family. When it comes to lunch, it's okay if you go out for supper or lunch. You know, lunch should be a lighter snack. You could have a toasted sandwich, you know, mix it in with a variety of things. You know, in this week we spoke about chilies and the benefit for our metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Make a lightly toasted chicken mayo with low-fat mayo mixed in with a little bit of chili that's cut up, you know, and you can do some baked potatoes, you know, as chips rather than frying it. You know, that's a lovely, lovely lunch. And for supper, if you're going out, go healthier. Ribs with a steak or a chicken or whatever else you're having. But if you're having that, that's great. Just don't have too much chips, potatoes, and heavy, heavy fries with it, because that's going to go straight to the waistline. So mix and match the healthiest options when you are going out to eat.
And then, what activities can we do over the weekend?
Oh, man, the weekend activity should be all about fun. And I mean, you're a prime example of this, Brother Ijaz. Every time I speak to you on a Monday, you are active. Mm. You know, you're playing sports, you're doing something, you're training, you, I don't know, you know, everyone should be active. And if you know what, create a sporting culture, an activity culture within your family. And that way, you'll be able to active, do it together. And you see my trend with weekends, Brother, it's very much about family time. You know, maybe the husbands go cycling early in the morning before everyone wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, golf once in a while. But do sporting activities together. For those that can't go to the gym during the week and you want to go to the gym, go do your gym workout. You know, go and enjoy it. But then get back home and get going with the family. Take them for a walk in the park. You know, at home, have a swim together. Have a braai. Do something constructive. But make it a sporty, recreational weekend with the family. That way, it enhances the intention that you're getting fit and healthy, not just for yourself to look good and feel good, but also to invest into your health to be there for your family in the long run.
Brilliant stuff. Now, Ronald, the debate, kettlebells versus dumbbells. What's your take?
You know, my take is always that those are secondary compared to identifying your weaknesses in your core strength. So do functional training first, mm-hmm, to make sure that you have basic strength. Then move over to dumbbells, because dumbbells offers you a more rigid range of motion to help you build strength in your muscles by offering a resistance. Because the difference with dumbbells and kettlebells is that kettlebells have a swinging motion. And if you're not strong enough in the base muscle groups, you will injure yourself. Because you know, you swing it up, you swing it down, and you could injure yourself. So my suggestion is this is, kettlebells or dumbbells, both of them, when you do them in the correct order of strength and building your foundation.
Okay, and if you've got a rib injury that occurred during a soccer match, what should you do about it? Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Yes, and I'm sure the friend's got a dead leg too, I'm just saying. From my other friend. What you need with the rib injury, you know what, you need to be very careful, because with a rib injury, you find that depending on the degree of the injury, it's either going to be a bruising,
mm-hmm,
because in between the ribs, you get something called intercostal muscles, the meaty part of the ribs. So if you bruise it, you either bruise the bone slightly or the muscles have maybe been stretched or strained as well. So when you breathe, sneeze, or cough, it's ana.
Mm.
Okay? When does your mind, all you got to do is really relax, because with, if you do high-intensity exercise, your breathing increases, your breathing rate, you breathe deeper. That means your lungs are going to expand further, pushing your ribs further out, which will enhance the injury rather than help you to recover.
Yeah.
So rest and relaxation becomes key, and do light-intensity activities that don't involve the upper body. So you'll focus on things like the legs, the calves, stretching, flexibility. That becomes important to do while the ribs recover from the bruising.
Ronald, there's a sugar replacement that you buy at the chemist. The name just slips me. I think this is a good time to ask you. What is it? Is it not xylitol or stevia? What is that that you buy at the chemist, but it's a sugar replacement?
You know, there are so many out there on the market right now that it's actually unreal. That is why you find that the big debate beyond the, what is a sugar replacement is a sugar tax that certain political parties are pushing. Have you heard about the sugar tax?
Yeah, it's sweet business, I guess.
It's a very sweet business. So good luck to those that love those sweet and fizzy drinks. But the reality is this is the common ones. And let's look at the common ones. You get the sweeteners out there. And the sweeteners are known as a sugar replacement, and there's different variations thereof.
Mm.
Like you mentioned, you get xylitol, you get stevia, you get different types of sugar. All that it means is they come from plant-based, and they're not, there are four different types of sugars that you get. Sucrose, glucose, galactose, and fructose.
Mm.
So it's a healthier version of the sugar. And although they say that, yes, your body won't hold onto it, unfortunately, your body won't metabolize it quickly enough if you're not exercising and if you're eating too much of it. So it's about always finding the balance that you then have. So at the end of the day is you could have any sweet replacement that you want to. If you're still having 10 cups of tea with 10 sugar replacements in each of them, it's not going to make much of a difference.
I see a message coming now on WhatsApp. Ronald says, Salams, Molana. No, I'm not Molana. If you have a bad knee, what exercises can you do?
You know, this is such a common thing, you know, and thank you so much for that question, that listener. I think it's very important to ask. With a bad knee, many things that could go wrong. Is it a tendon issue? Is it the kneecap or patella issue? Is it a old injury? Is it a car injury? You know, these kinds of things we have to ask, because the rehabilitation and the exercises associated with that will determine how we're going to strengthen the weak areas of a knee injury. But in a nutshell, Brother Ijaz, what you've got to be very careful of is your range of motion with a knee injury. You want to begin to strengthen the muscles around the knee, which means the lower end of the thigh, the front of the thigh, the hamstrings, the back of the thigh, and also the calf muscles. So you need to bring those exercises in, but don't put too much strain on it. And your range of motion in the exercise becomes important. Today, you and I did something known as the modified lunge.
Mm.
Now, if the person had a knee injury, I would say to them, don't go down to 90 degrees. Go down to where it's comfortable for you. And from that position, we can then work around it. So if that listener wouldn't mind, please, by all means, Brother Joe, give us my email address. Let me assist them further and help them identify the injury, to get more information out, and help put a program together for them to facilitate recovery of the knee, but also for them to get active without injuring the knee further. That is the best thing to do and the responsible thing, rather than give advice on this forum without knowing more.
Definitely, but jazakallah khair for that explanation, Ronald. And yeah, that brings us to the end, very sadly, of this week's verbal fitness sessions. Inshallah, we hope that when we are able to have a more regular slot, then we can, you know, make it a regular thing, and yeah, you can get people fit and ready to take on the world.
Inshallah, there is so much to talk about when it comes to our health, and especially amongst the Muslim community in South Africa and Southern Africa. You know, our health is being affected, but we just don't realize it till it's too late. With this forum, with you there, and you know, engaging with our listeners, we will help them live the healthiest and the best lives possible. Remember something, our bodies are gifts from Allah. Without respecting it and looking after it, what are we saying to Allah? That we don't appreciate the biggest gift He has given us in this Akhirah, so, and in this dunya. So look forward to the Akhirah and invest into your body right now. And show the example for your kids on how to exercise and be healthy, because they learn from you as a parent.
Wonderful, wonderful advice there to end off. Ronald, jazakallah khair. And you keep well and have a wonderful, healthy weekend.
I am. I'm praying for Liverpool 2 and your women's one. Hopefully the dead leg recovers and the ribs to your friend whose ribs are injured also recovers. But if ever you need help, you know I'm going to assist you, my brother.
I know for sure. Jazakallah khair, Ronald. You go well, my man.
You too, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, sadly. That is verbal fitness sessions for this week. And yeah, maybe in future, maybe if you ask, we'll be able to have this more on a regular basis, inshallah. Hoping to have a show of my own so we can do this more regularly. But yeah, if we have a positive outlook on life and hope that this will happen, then inshallah it will happen, and with your du'as.